Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 16, verses 16 through 22. The Reverend Scott Seiler is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John the 16th chapter. At that time Jesus said, "A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. And your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, hear again the words of our Lord, some of those words from John chapter 16. You will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. Your sorrow will turn to joy. And no one will take your joy from you. There's a lot of emotion in this passage from Jesus. Words like weep and lament, rejoice and joy. And the reality of all that emotion is a little unsettling, I have to say, for someone like me who grew up in North Dakota, a descendant of Stoic Germans from Russia. I mean, we're a rather reserved bunch up there. And, we folks in the northern Great Plains, the Germans and all those Norwegians up there as well. You know, growing up, our Easter proclamation, "Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia." Well, we were a little bashful, as we would say that. A little muted at times. Not much emotion sometimes. And come to think of it, that's the way it still is at times. But this text from John chapter 16 has me thinking because it's chock full of emotion, lamenting and rejoicing, sorrow and joy. And so what's a German Lutheran from the northern Great Plains to do with all of this? Well, John chapter 16 is, of course, part of that rather long discourse that Jesus had with his disciples the last couple of his days of his earthly life and ministry. And he's speaking in some veiled terms about what is to come. A little while and you will see me no longer. And then, a little while, you will see me. Your sorrow will turn to joy. He's talking about death, burial, resurrection, in the tomb, and then out of it again. Predictions he had made several times to his disciples in much more clear terms. But this time, the oft-confused disciples of Jesus look at each other and kind of shrug, "We don't know what he's talking about." But soon they would find out. Soon came that awful Friday. Soon came the trials and the torture and the death by crucifixion. And those Pharisees and those scribes and the Sanhedrin, well, they like what they see. And they rejoice to be rid of this Jesus of Nazareth. Meanwhile, the disciples scatter and hide. They get emotional. They fear. They doubt. They weep. They lament. Now we Christ followers who stand on this side of that awful day 2,000 years ago, of course, know from Spirit, by the Spirit-given Word of God, by Spirit-given faith, well, we know what was happening and why it was happening. That was God there on the cross in human flesh. That the Creator of the world was being executed. That our redemption was being won, paid for by that sacrifice of the Son of God. This we know. And in this, we rejoice. But we can also imagine that for those first disciples, those eyewitnesses, that it had to be horrifying to see all that was taking place, to see that, well, that spit and that blood caked on the cheeks of their Lord, his lips cracked and swollen, thorns ripping his scalp, that he was dying. Imagine the effect that this had on Peter and John and the other disciples. Imagine the guilt, the helplessness. Imagine the lamenting. But then imagine them beginning to have those glimmers of hope as they see what's happening at the cross and they hear what he is saying as their friend, their master, their teacher is nailed there to the cross. He is thinking of others first. His first words from the cross are, "Father, forgive them." What? And then his final words, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Now in time, those disciples would hang on to those words and then record them for all generations of Christ's disciples to read and to hear and to take comfort in. But not yet. Not yet. Jesus, well, he would die. His body would be removed from the cross and placed in a borrowed, tightly sealed tomb. "A little while, and you will see me no longer." And evermore, weeping and lamenting would ensue. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." And did it ever come with that morning on Sunday morning? Jesus kept that mysterious promise, "A little while, and you will see me no longer. And then, in a little while, you will see me." First, those women who came to the tomb saw the resurrected Lord, and then some of the disciples, then at eventually 500 of the brothers at one time see the living Lord. And so it was true. Christ had risen. His promises were true. Their sins were forgiven, and they were going to live forever. And then the apostles and countless others in their spirit-fired joy and courage, while they would take this good news into Jerusalem and then Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, the good news would eventually be carried in time to places like Bavaria and Saxony and then to Perry County and to Fort Wayne and to the Saginaw Valley and eventually even to the wide open spaces of the Dakotas. And wherever you might live, coming to all of us, filling our lives with life, joy-filled life, for our Savior lives and reigns to all eternity, even as at the same time, in the recesses of our minds, we know that our Savior had to endure the nastiest of deaths because of our sins, in order to win for us the highest of gifts, salvation. And so, yes, it was for our sins that he died. For your sins. Confess this. Confess them. Lament. But don't stop there. Because in dying for your sins, the price for them was paid. And I don't know what a sinner you are. But I know what a Savior he is. Bigger than your sin. Bigger than your death. Bigger than your grave. And so, Emotions permitted, brothers and sisters in Christ. Emotions permitted, church. Let sorrow turn into joy. Let joy-filled hearts overflow with joy-filled witness. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.